So I'm just going to talk very briefly today about baptism. Baptism is, it's actually a bit weird, if I'm honest. So it's maybe worth a bit of an explanation. But I'm going to start actually with the sign or the symbol that's most commonly associated with Christianity, which is the cross. Commonly recognized, you'll find crosses everywhere and all over the place. You know, they're on the covers of our Bibles, or they used to be anyway, until we got all modern and put pictures on them instead. But on the front of a Bible, or you might find them on people's jewelry, church windows, church altars, tattoos, the whole range. You'll find crosses all over the place. And the cross is the Christian symbol. But if you stop and think about it, the cross is a bit of a strange symbol to have as a Christian symbol, because 2,000 years ago, the cross represented something which was quite gruesome, which is the Roman form of execution and punishment known as crucifixion. And throughout history, it's probably regarded as the most brutal, painful, just extreme form of execution ever. And that's what the cross represents, execution at its worst. So what a strange symbol. Imagine if my company logo, I've just started, because I'm leaving, maybe I'll branch out into something else. I'll go into the furniture business, start a new company, and my company logo is an electric chair. No. Or if I started a line of jewellery, we used to have somebody who made jewellery for a living here in our church. But imagine if her company logo was like a firing squad sort of pointing at you. Yeah, you're all looking a bit shocked. Maybe that's the whole point, you know. Or maybe, you know, I go into sort of the gravestone business and I sort of design sort of the hangman's noose as the kind of like the thing that we put on our gravestones. Bit odd, right? Are you with me? It's a bit odd. It's a bit odd. It's a strange symbol. It's not really a good look. But that's what the cross was about in 2,000 years ago. And strangely, it was the key theme of the early Christians. They would talk about the cross, even though at the time it was like, well, it's that, you know? And so the Bible says about this, it says the Jews demand miraculous signs and the Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. The Jewish people wanted miraculous signs. The Greeks wanted to know the clever stuff, the wisdom. That's what the Greeks are renowned for historically. But the early church was preaching Christ crucified on a cross. Strange. See, the church could have focused on Jesus, the miracle worker, because he was a miracle worker. If you read through the scriptures, there's countless stories of when Jesus performed miracles and did amazing things. And you would have thought, if somebody was able to do that, why didn't they focus on that? Or you could have focused on Jesus, the wise teacher, because everything he said was so wise, and actually the whole of Western society in many ways is shaped by the things that Jesus said. But they didn't focus on that. Instead, the main message was Christ crucified, the cross. The Son of God, God come in the flesh, who submitted himself to the religious powers and the political powers, and they crucified him. Weird message. Very strange message. The cross is where the powers of the world tried to kill God. It's kind of the ultimate example of where the world is rebelling against God. And on the cross, Jesus took all of that. He took humanity's rebellion. He took humanity's sin and evil upon himself. He humbled himself and he acted as a sacrificial lamb to take away the sin of the world. He took all the sin and all the death of the world on himself and he overcame it. Because having died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose again. And the scriptures tell us that is what the scriptures say is of first importance, that he died, was buried, and he rose again. Now you're thinking, I thought we were going to talk about baptism. Are you thinking that? Anybody who's following this? Yeah. So what's this got to do with baptism? Well, in baptism, each one of us who is baptized into the cross of Christ. Because in baptism, we enter into Christ's death. The Bible puts it like this. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. So we're a Baptist church. We have a way of baptizing people, and it's important to understand why we do what we do, because our mechanism of baptism is this, that we submerge people fully in water. Because in doing so, as we baptize a person, they are entering into the death of Christ. They're associating with his sacrificial death, where he died for sin. The old life, the old self dies. But just as Christ didn't stay in the grave, we don't keep people in the water. Yeah. Not only do we have health and safety rules, which we do adhere to, we also know that symbolically the death that Christ died was not complete. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. And so, as we baptize people, they go in the water, and then we pull them out, because the old has gone and the new has come. They join Christ in a new life, free from sin and its deadly effects. And so the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, she is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And that's what baptism is about. It's not just a ritual that we do to initiate people into the church. It's actually stepping into the death and resurrection of Jesus. It's a moment of moving from the old to the new. So Paulina and Carly today are leaving behind the old life and stepping into the new life that has been shown and demonstrated and enacted by Jesus in his death and his resurrection. So that's what baptism is about. It's about the cross. It's about the cross where Jesus died. And in fact, that's what Christianity is about. That's why we have this symbol. And so in a second, Carly and Paulina are going to come up and just tell us a little bit about why they're getting baptized, which I'm sure Carly in particular is going to love doing that. You just had a look on your face. But I just want to encourage you, if you have not been baptized, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you don't know that new life, and I hope you'll hear from Pauline and Carly that there's a difference when we come to faith in Christ. Something changes. Something is different in our lives because he has given us new life. And if you don't know that, then come speak to me later. You know, the invitation is there for all to come to faith in Christ and new life in him. Yeah. Amen to that.